Hello everyone. The tens on duty today are the tens of the North American Kli, and we're going to give the microphone to Cab U1.
Shalom, Chavirim. Hope you can hear us. It's my first time I'm talking to you, and it's a huge privilege and honor to open up my heart to all of you. So I want to say a couple of words. For the last couple of days, we have been talking about faith above reason and the taste of dust. Friends, the Shekhinah is always together with us. The only thing we have to do is to raise her with love of friends, and the dust will fall off and will shine as a diamond. With our common effort and prayer, we will bring contentment to him. Now I pass the microphone to our brothers in Midwest USA.
Hello. Hello, friends. Hello, Rob. Midwest had the opportunity to prepare with KBU Group. Truly amazing friends, very powerful connection. But now it's time for the lesson. It's really inspiring to see all the friends all over the world uniting with one goal, with one purpose, for us to unite above ourselves and to just listen to what Rob has to tell us and to bring it to the world. Let's not forget our intention to ask the Creator to be here with us and to never let us go. L'chaim.
We're going to read an excerpt from letter number 47 by Baal HaSulam. Therefore, let me remind you the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time. For it is upon this that our right to exist depends, and upon this our near-to-come success is measured. Hence, turn away from all imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words, love your friend as yourself, will literally come true in you. Again. Therefore, let me remind you of the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time. For it is upon this that our right to exist depends, and upon this our near-to-come success is measured. Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words, love your friend as yourself, will literally come true in you.
Question for our active workshop. What are the means we have to reach love of friends? Again, what are the means we have to reach the love of friends?
That means for love of friends, it's all of our activities, it's a relationship between us, it's a personal example, activity and dissemination, all of that.
יאללה, אתה מדבר?
אמצעים בינינו ל...
The means for love of friends are the rules that Kabbalists wrote for us, especially Rabash, which are to annul before each other, exalt the friends and exalt the importance of the goal. To constantly remind ourselves of these laws, the laws without which there is no way we can create love between us, through which we can bestow upon the Creator.
To ask the Creator to soften our hearts, to bring love for the friends into it, and to all the created beings, just like He is love.
One of the laws we have, one of the means we have for love of friends, is to constantly increase it. We want to increase or extol it over what we feel in the will to receive.
And we have envy when you see friends realizing love of friends in practice. When they speak in the praise of other friends, you understand how close they are to the Creator, how high they are. And you cleave to that.
When all those means are investment in the friends, we have to make a deliberate effort here on the part of everyone to acquire the love from them. It can be any one of the examples that the friends gave here. But we have to really exert to win their hearts.
Common effort between us to discover the quality of love in the relationship between us, this is what brings us closer.
We have the 10. There are great friends in it who don't give up and insist on holding each other and clinging to the Creator, and only with them can you acquire a new quality that you never had before.
Yeah, the itkalelut, the intermingling, cooperation between us. When each friend is integrated with another friend, with the center of the group, we absorb from one another the greatness of the goal, and we pass all the strength, all the light, in a concentrated manner, so each friend opens the heart of the other friend, allowing him to receive another discernment, and each part is part of the whole. Each friend is part of the 10.
We have the reforming light. If we use it and draw it, if we want it to come and fix and correct and reform us, then we will be using the real means, the real instrument.
Friends, we have a silent workshop, and it's not a question, it's basically a prayer that we'd like to offer to the Creator. In the Shard, it goes like this. Each friend should express his gratitude to the Creator and invite him to the lesson, explaining why the Creator should come to this lesson. I'll say it again. Each friend should express his gratitude to the Creator and invite him to the lesson, explaining why the Creator should come to this lesson. Friends. Thank you.